Figlio e dello Spirito Santo.
Amen.
La pace sia con voi.
Pope Francis celebrated Mass on Sunday in the parish church of Vatican City dedicated to Saint Anne, the mother of Our Lady.
Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
The choir intoned the Attende Domine at the entrance, and the readings were those of the fifth Sunday of Lent, from the prophet Isaiah. Psalm 126, the Lord has done great things for us, the letter of St. Paul the Apostle to the Philippians, and a reading from the Gospel according to St. John, in which the woman caught in adultery and subject under law to death by stoning is presented to Jesus for judgment. And he says, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to cast his stone."
Chi di voi è senza peccato, getti per primo la pietra contro di lei.
E lui è venuto per noi quando noi riconosciamo che siamo peccatori.
He has come for us, said Pope Francis in his homily, when we recognize that we are sinners. Mercy, in fact, was the key lesson and the good news proclaimed this Sunday. Mercy, said Pope Francis, is the Lord's most powerful message. Speaking without a prepared text, Pope Francis said, if we are like the Pharisee before the altar who said, "Thank you, Lord, for not making me like all the other men, and especially not like that fellow at the door, like that publican," well, then we do not know the heart of the Lord, and we shall not ever have the joy of feeling his mercy.
E non è facile affidarsi alla misericordia di Dio, perché quello è un abisso incomprensibile. Ma dobbiamo farlo.
Pope Francis went on to say, it is not easy to entrust oneself to the mercy of God, because his mercy is an unfathomable abyss. But we must do it. Pope Francis continued, he has the ability to forget, which is special. He forgets our sins. He kisses you. He embraces you, and he says to you, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." Pope Francis concluded, saying, we ask for the grace of never tiring of asking pardon, for he never tires of pardoning.
E chiediamo la grazia di non stancarci di chiedere perdono, perché lui mai si stanca di perdonare.
Following the Mass, just like a local parish priest, Pope Francis greeted parishioners at the church door before going briefly to the crowd gathered outside the St. Anne's Gate. After returning into the church to take off his liturgical vestments, Pope Francis again greeted the faithful outside before making his way to his study and the window overlooking St. Peter's Square, below which was gathered a crowd 300,000 strong, that more than rivaled the crowd that braved the cold, the rain, and the dark to meet the Pope on Wednesday, the night of his election, and receive his blessing for the first time. Dozens of national flags were visible in the packed square, and a deafening cheer went up when at last Pope Francis appeared.
Fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Mercy was once again the cornerstone of his reflections ahead of the traditional prayer of Marian devotion.
Il Signore mai si stanca di perdonare. Siamo noi che ci stanchiamo di chiedere il perdono.
God never tires of forgiving us, he repeated. But we sometimes tire of asking him to forgive us. Pope Francis went on to say, let us never tire of asking God's forgiveness. I'm Chris Oltieri.